a word for you from Acts chapter 16, verse 15. And when she, Lydia, was baptized, and her household, she besought us, saying, If ye have judged me to be faithful to the Lord, come into my house and abide there. And she constrained us. So Paul, on his journey, spreading the gospel so effectively that many came to the Lord, and they're not just unnamed. In this case, it names in particular a single woman, Lydia. She worshipped God, it says in verse 14. She probably had been proselytized, and she had accepted the true God, God Almighty of the Israel, of the Jews. But she didn't know yet the full gospel. But when she heard the gospel as it was spoken by Paul, she immediately submitted to the Lord, because it says the Lord opened her heart in verse 14. And then she was obedient. She was baptized. In other words, she made a public confession of faith. She was not ashamed of the gospel. And notice this, that she says to the team, Paul and his co-workers, come into my house and abide there. You see, when you love God, when He has wrought a change in you, so that you have repented of your sin, so that He has saved you, you'll find yourself not just loving God, but loving His people. And without loving God's people, there's something wrong with your relationship with God Himself. Because the love of God, which is spread abroad in our hearts, is spread abroad not just for the unseen God, but for the seen people of God. And so Lydia persuaded Paul and Luke and the team to come into her home. You see, it's not just hospitality here. It's a wonderful thing that many nations, often many pagan nations, have a hospitality towards others, and that's a good thing. But here it goes beyond that. She specifically is asking God's people, and here it is a much warmer reception, much closer. It is filled with the love of God. Come into my house. And so it is true, if you've asked the Lord to come into your house, into your home, into your heart, you will want the people of God to come in as well. Don't think that you can reject God's people and accept God Himself. No, by accepting the Lord, you are accepting His people. You will love His people.